T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're back on Total Information AM. Many fans out there of Lord of the Rings, of the Narnia Chronicles, great movies, great books, all sorts of stuff that people have been had as a part of their lives for years, really. And if you can get out to the Playhouse at Westport Plaza, there is the opportunity to get a kind of a behind-the-scenes look, if you will. The show is called Lewis and Tolkien of Wardrobe and Rings, and we are joined by two very special guests from that program, David Payne and Gregory Williams Welch. Gentlemen, welcome to Camo X.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Well, let's just start with the background on this. Tell me what this is all about for the folks who want to understand this and get into it.
This is a look at the what is, in effect, the last meeting of Lewis and Tolkien. They were great friends. They were friends for over 30 years. They both worked at Oxford University in England, one as a professor, one as a tutor. Of course, they were both great writers. And being great friends, they sort of helped each other in their writings in those early days. And who would have known that when they first met, they would eventually become two of the best-selling authors of the 20th century.
And at one point, there was a falling out between them as well, correct?
There was. It was a falling out in terms of a couple of issues. But one of the main issues was Tolkien was a Catholic and was against divorce and against anybody marrying a divorcee. Lewis married an American woman who was divorced. And that caused a great rift in their relationship. It was ultimately resolved, but it certainly caused the initial rupture.
Well, Gregory, what has this been like for you taking on the role of J.R.R. Tolkien?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, I've loved all his works, and I grew up here in St. Louis, went to St. Mary Magdalene. I'm a Catholic, or grew up Catholic, and also sort of a linguist as Tolkien was. I speak several languages, so he's really spoken. The whole character's really spoken to me on a very kind of personal and almost spiritual level. I mean, and it's wonderful to work with David C.S. Lewis and just to develop and to bring these two people to life has just been a real privilege and a blessing.
It sounds almost like there's a little bit of self-examination there, with this, particularly with the Catholicism portion and that being the source of the rift. How do you take your upbringing and kind of apply it to that?
Well, like I say, I mean, I was brought up Catholic, and you know, as a child, I had some very, very devout aunts and uncles, and you know, my parents were devout, and just to, I think it brings you behind the scenes because people can't understand what the motivations in any faith, in different faiths, if you're not part of it. But I think knowing Tolkien was a devout Catholic and having grown up through the ritual and the beauty of the church, I was able to relate to where he was coming from instead of, you know, trying to research, oh, what does this mean? You know, because it's part of me. I mean, I was at St. Mary Magdalene Brentwood with Dominican nuns when I was 6 through Jesuits when I was 18. So I'm pretty well schooled in all of that. And that was a great help to really find what his motivations were on a different level than just researching as an actor who had nothing to do with it, I think.
And David, this was sourced between a pair of one-man shows, pretty much, right?
One of my main shows that I do is An Evening with C.S. Lewis, and I've been doing that for nearly 20 years. This was a sort of a natural progression. Because when I was doing An Evening with C.S. Lewis and I was researching that, it was quite obvious that Tolkien was such a great influence on Lewis and vice versa. So when I came to write this show, it was almost an opportunity to put what I knew about these two men with the extra research I had to do and bring them together at the end of their lives when they're reminiscing, they're celebrating, they're all also dealing with the problems that they had in the past, but ultimately they're just rejoicing in their friendship. And we find out what made these men tick.
And what makes them tick is something that we all should be able to get there and enjoy and see. It's at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza. Coming up tonight, two shows actually, a matinee and an evening show, tonight at 4 p.m. and then at 8 p.m. And if you're doing parade activities today and want to get out there tomorrow, 2 p.m. for the matinee, 6 p.m. for the final show. David Payne, Gregory Williams Wells, thank you for joining us here on KMLX.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for having us. It was great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.